With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man accused of storming the White House Correspondents Association dinner has been charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During a court appearance in Washington, D.C., Cole Thomas Allen was charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump at a downtown hotel during Saturday night's dinner. He also was charged with transport of a firearm and ammunition in interstate commerce and with discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. The 31-year-old Allen, who appeared in court wearing a blue jail uniform, did not enter a plea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, major flare-ups in the war in Ukraine as emergency services responding as Russia has blasted targets in civilian and port infrastructures in Odessa, as well as other regions.
Russian forces launched a massive overnight attack on residential neighborhoods and civilian infrastructure in the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa, the regional head says, wounding at least 14 people, including two children, in the latest barrage of civilian areas that have been a hallmark of Moscow's full-scale invasion. Marina Avarina from the State Emergency Service of Ukraine in Odessa says Russia has again attacked Odessa in large numbers with strike drones. She adds the housing sector suffered significant damage. Flats in a three-story apartment building were destroyed. The hotel was nearly destroyed. A car parked next to it was burning. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Inexperienced teenage counselors were not trained to handle the flood and other emergency situations at Camp Mystic in Texas last year, and they feared to make decisions on their own. That's from an investigator who testified to Texas lawmakers Monday about the flood last year that killed two counselors and 25 young girls, most of them 8 to 10. This is SRN News. Why do people listen to Christian radio?
The number one reason that Americans give for tuning in to their local religious broadcaster is because the programming provides spiritual encouragement. That's the word from the Pew Research Center, which reports that the second most common reason people listen to Christian radio is because they find it calms them down. Pretty important in a chaotic world. The poll also finds Americans value religious broadcasting for its life advice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Officials in some states are turning to the Holy Bible that, in an effort to improve the behavior of students, Texas mandating the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom. It has also approved optional Bible-infused curriculum for elementary schools, and a proposal set for a vote that's coming up in June would add Bible stories to required reading list. This is SRN News. Of the rise of artificial intelligence prompting a lot of college students these days to second-guess their career paths, and experts say it could have a huge negative overall effect on a lot of them.
College students say picking a major that's AI-proof feels like shooting at a moving target as they try to prepare for a job market that is rapidly changing. A surge of recent polls show that college students see AI as a threat to their job prospects, particularly those majoring in technology-related fields, as graduates face the prospect that AI will take that entry-level job. Analysts say college students often change their majors, but the growing trend of that reason being AI is startling, and say that Generation Z is seeking guidance in uncharted territory. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com.